Masechet Avodah Zarah, Perek Heh, Mishnah Heh. This Mishnah is going to talk about an idol worshiper who was eating by the home of a Jew, and the Jew stepped out of the room, and the idol worshiper is alone with the wine. Mishnah says, Haya ochel imo al shulhan. If the Jew was eating with an idol worshiper at the main table in the home of a Jew, v'hiniyach legina al shulhan ulgina al adul beki. And the Jew placed a jug of wine on the main table and a jug of wine on the side table. The setup in those days was the main table was sort of where everyone could take the food from. That was the buffet that pretty much was granted to all of the guests. They could come and they could serve themselves from that main table. But the side table was something that was really food on the reserves, food that was in the back, food that wasn't for everybody. And the idol worshiper would normally feel comfortable to go serve himself from the main table, but not from that side table. And the Jew left the room, he stepped out, and he left the idol worshiper there alone with everything else. The wine that was on the dining room table, the main table, that the goy would have been felt comfortable to take food from, is prohibited. And what was on the side table is permitted. The idol worshiper who was a guest in this house, like we said, would feel free to touch the wine that was on the dining table, and therefore that wine would be forbidden. But the wine that was on the side table, he wouldn't feel comfortable taking because guests normally don't take from there, so therefore that wine is permitted. You could assume he didn't touch it. V'im amar lo, have mozeg v'shote. But if the Jew told the idol worshiper before he left, take some wine, pour yourself a drink, the idol worshiper basically understands that as permission for him to take wine from anywhere, even from that side table. So therefore, afsha al hadul beki asur. So therefore, the wine that's on the side table is prohibited as well. So if he told him that, come take wine from anywhere, and the idol worshiper understood that he could take really from the whole house, what happens to the rest of the wine in the house? Haviyot petuhot asurot. Wine that was in open barrels is prohibited because it's possible that the idol worshiper took from there. Setumot, if there were sealed barrels in the house, those are only prohibited if the idol worshiper was alone with those bottles. Sheiftach ve'yaguf v'tigov. Long enough for him to open the seal, make a new seal, and then allow that seal to dry up before the Jew returns. That would be the minimum amount of time for it to appear now as closed. But if that didn't happen, then those closed bottles, you could assume, were not open because they're closed in front of us, and if they were open, he wouldn't have had time to close it all up. So we can make the assumption that they were never opened.